George Michael and Freedom 90 to start us off here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday. And it's April Fool's Day.
And obviously it started already because my earphones are broken.
No, I'm joking.
Someone's done a thing.
Are they not working?
No, they're dead as a doornail. A doornail? What's a doornail?
Dead as a
doornail. I was trying to say a doornail on the toenail. Oh my God. I guess something's happened.
This is the beauty of working.
Did somebody see me taking anything earlier?
This is the beauty of working with PJ on April Fool's Day. You actually don't have to do anything. He does it himself.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm after doing two April Fool's pranks on yourself. Yeah, already, yeah. There you go. That was somebody messing. It was left in just enough that I couldn't hear anything.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that was somebody. That was a boiling crew or something.
God, I'd love to have taken credit for that, but it wasn't me. I never even thought of it.
Yeah.
In fact, I didn't even know it was April Fool's Day till you told me outside.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, well, there you go. So I'm after doing an April Fool of myself. Two of them, in fact. Three. I left out my headphones. I called myself a doorknob. And then they said, I was stuck in a doorknob.
So there you go.
April
Fools. Not even 6:10. We've knocked it out of the park.
Three, the hat trick of April Fools. There you go.
Oh, brilliant. Anyway, listen, how are we doing, folks? It is April Fool's Day, 1st of April today, so be vigilant.
Be very vigilant.
If you were, surrounded, if you work with a gang of jokers like this shower in here, you'll have to be on your guard.
And read the newspapers like you're looking for a lie. Actually, you should do that every single day.
Well, to be honest with you, yeah, that's every day.
To be honest. But,
fake news. Fake news.
Fake news everywhere.
Actually, that'll be good, yeah. We'll have to grab the papers and see. Generally speaking, they're fairly obvious. I know they do, try it every year and normally they push it just too far.
Yeah, I hear.
Yeah.
But you now have to turn down these headphones. I'm not supposed to. Put them up to you. They were screaming. Right. All I could hear was...
Will we start again in
a few
minutes?
You were talking and all I could hear was, generally, you know! It was the most of the time, they're obvious! I was like, oh my God, I turned them up. Because I thought when there's no sound at all.
I know what you're saying. There's only so much you can listen to me and you don't want to be listening to me that loud.
I was doing that thing, when there's no sound at all. Maybe if I turned it up to the very top, I might hear something. Of course you won't. Why would you? You tick. That's not how it works. Oh, so then now I'm finally settled. What was it you were saying, Jill? Yeah. Something about me being a fool.
Well, it's too late now. We have to move on.
Oh, for Jesus' sake.
Anyway, whatever's
going on. I'm ready to start the show. I'm ready to start the show.
Right. I tell you what, we'll just get
Good morning, everybody. I hope you had a great weekend.
A couple of quick texts in. Elf Terry's just getting off the ferry from Holyhead and he's very happy.
Of course he is.
After that,
after that lucky escape. What Liverpool did yesterday, yeah.
And he said it was his wife Linda's first ever game with him.
You're joking.
She must think football's very exciting.
So it's the first time she's seen him this year then. Obviously it's their first. It must have been her first birthday.
She spent a day with him.
Yeah, she was allowed out to see him.
Yeah. And obviously a lot of people texting in about Friday night and the party and sweet sausage and all that sort of stuff. So far I'm still waiting for one that says we were robbed.
Yeah.
They haven't come in.
Feel free to say we were robbed, everybody. Yeah. Feel free to do that.
Yeah, feel free to point out that we should have won or anything.
Yeah, that'd be nice because of course, it didn't work out well for us. We'll tell you more about that later, I guess. But to say that the band was not the roaring success we expected it to be, well, that is putting it mildly.
Well, yeah.
Although I was still surprised. I mean, let's be honest, we were hot favourites to win.
Yeah. Based on the competition.
Based on the competition,
which makes us feel doubly bad, really.
I feel terrible because Damien Farley literally can't dance. And he beat us. So yeah,
exactly.
I suppose we literally can't play musical instruments, so what are you going to do?
When one of the best comments that Damo can guess is that he looked like Grandad from Mrs. Brown's Boys.
That's why he won it on a...
It puts our performance in a bit of perspective. Really,
it really does, yeah. Well, unfortunately for you, you're going to have to hear some of that later. So there's that.
That gets a lot of stick as a Bond tune, doesn't it? I don't think it's the worst tune.
I think it's perfect. Yeah. It sounds so Bond. It sounds like all the rest of them, which is what it's supposed to do.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm into that. I like that. Yeah, I think it's deadly.
Adele and Skyfall here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 1st of April, 16 and a half minutes past 6 o'clock. We're about to take on the birthdays for another week. Right, you're good to go.
Let's do it, yeah. Right, let's get stuck in.
Start with one of our own, a legend in your business. Albeit like many, many, many moons before it became your business. But Brendan Grace celebrating his birthday today.
Yeah, I've met Brendan Grace a few times. He's actually a good bit of crack in fairness to him. Yeah. Be a very different sort of era to mine now in fairness. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, for sure. Jeepers. Some of the gags. Like, you'd never get away with them now. But
the thing was, they were sort of, they were traditional jokes. They were...
Oh, they were jokes,
fellow
yeah.
walks into a bar stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As opposed in to my your age, observational
growing up, comedy. Growing up was so dangerous. The Alsatians used to walk around back to back.
Yeah.
In that house, we were so poor, the mouses turned up in overalls. They were all as young. The mouses turned up in overalls.
We were so poor, the mouses turned up.
You play so dirty and poor, you just associate the two. I don't know. I really don't know. Not my joke. Bottles and jars, eh? Bottles and jars. No, it didn't say bottlers jet.
What?
Huh? A Honda goes, na-na-na-na. And a Suzuki goes,
do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Are these actual jokes?
Yeah.
You're joking. No, I mean...
Something like that. Something like that. I'm picking the real, the lame duck. So
I always associate Brenda Grace with like entertaining Americans for some reason. Vast numbers of Americans in Killarney. Jeez,
I don't know. I remember my dad dragging me to Brenda Grace's cabaret when I was only a little nipper. How I got in the door, I don't know.
What, in the Clontarf Castle?
It was
it?
Yeah. That's where it was. Yeah. Yeah.
Everything went on in the Clontarf Castle.
In the Clontarf Castle, yeah. If you were on the north side. And if you were the Braemar Rooms, if you were over the south side. Yeah, it was. I'll never forget it. And it was the maddest experience. I think it might have been one of the reasons I ended up talking rubbish for a living myself.
Really? You think Brendan Grace might have been an inspiration?
Well, I just remember everybody sitting there like laughing their heads off me thinking, jeepers.
Yeah.
It's like magic. Your man's dressed in a pair of shorts and all. And the drunken, when he did the drunken guy at the wedding, that's one of the funniest. That is very funny.
Yeah.
And in fairness to Brendan Grace, his Father Ted episode is the funniest.
Oh,
funniest.
Yeah. That's where he's into the mad thing music, isn't
the
he?
Mad rave music and all. Yeah, I mean, if you catch the two lads, he's like, watching this part today, eh? That's our thing, isn't it? Little boys running around with their shirts. You dirty feckers. That's so funny.
And does he still have his boozer?
I don't know.
Didn't he own a boozer?
I don't know. I know he's like, he has a big gaff in Miami and all, doesn't he? That's his thing,
yeah.
Sure. He toured, like, in fairness to him, he's a bit of a legend. He did tour with Frank Sinatra and the whole lot.
A joke.
Yeah, that was his thing. Frank Sinatra seen him and loved him and took him on tour. It's a bizarre story, but he's had a mad life of it, yeah. And now he still does bangs around the Regency and all. I don't know how lads still do it after all those years.
Yeah.
Like, look at me, I'm semi-retired already. Can't handle it. Can't take the pressure.
Somebody's saying he still does have the pub.
Right there, you go. I wouldn't know where
it was. It was it?
Having a clue.
Right, this
having a rasher.
Okay.
I wanted to see you serve.
In Killaloe. Or Killaloe. Was it Killaloe or Killaloe?
Oh, in County Clare. I haven't. Don't ask me. I didn't even know there was a Killaloe.
Well, it's there in County Clare.
Didn't
anyway.
Know there was a par. Never mind the County Clare. So I got to say that he's now... he's getting on a bit now. Is he like 71?
He's 68.
Whoa!
68.
Farther blew that. There you go.
Not that far away. Right, what about this bloke I've actually met? He was actually dead sound. Because I had a feeling that he could have been a little bit up his own bottom.
Up his own rear end.
But he actually turned out to be really, really dead on. Chris Evans.
Oh, right, yeah.
Famous...
radio
UK
man.
Breakfast
yeah.
show presenter and Top Gear man and
famous financial
TGIF.
Lunatic who made himself an absolute billionaire in the end.
Great story though.
Unbelievable.
To be fair, his two books.
I've read them, yeah, they're very good.
Great books.
They're very, very good, yeah. The madness of his life.
And also, it's amazing when you come across somebody, especially when it's in the same industry that you're in.
Well, yeah, I wasn't in it at the time. I got into it thinking I was going to have the money he had.
They get the level of power where they can turn around and say things like, you know, I don't want to do Fridays anymore.
Imagine.
That's just...
Imagine I'm not doing...
Going to your bosses and saying, yeah, no, I'm... Yeah, I'm not going to do Fridays anymore.
Yeah, I'm not in humour, like.
Yeah.
I've done Fridays for long enough.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's fair? Imagine.
Yeah.
Like, how do you get away with these things?
They are genuinely great books.
Oh,
I really enjoy. I suppose maybe it's because of the radio thing, I don't know, but I think they're cracking books.
Oh, because his life story's mental.
Yeah.
Like, and when he loses his mind.
He's very honest.
And I love when he loses his mind, and he's quite honest about how he lost his mind and spends so much money. And the story of how he bought a multi-billion dollar radio station sitting on a plane with Richard Branson is one of the maddest things ever. Sitting on the Concorde, wasn't it?
And he verifies that story as well about Jerry Ryan being like an inspiration for him to get back into radio.
Unbelievable.
That's in the second book, I think it is.
Unbelievable. It's incredible
while
stuff.
While he's fishing in somewhere in the west.
I honestly never thought a ginger would have had it in them. But there you go. There's one everywhere.
It's an inspirational story.
It is. And he had, the whole world was against him. He was born red.
It's
and
rags to riches and back to rags for a while.
And then
a
back
few
to
more
mega riches.
Riches
again. And now just to mega riches. So I'm going to say he's now, he's still young enough. Like,
yeah.
He's still like 56.
53.
Oh my God.
I know.
Oh my God. What a life. What a mad life. God almighty, I don't know where to go with that. That's knocked the wind out of me.
I've slightly depressed myself there, thinking that he's only 3 years older than me. He's been a millionaire for half his life.
He's been a millionaire three times. Like, unbelievable, yeah.
Where did it all go wrong for us, would you say?
For us?
Would you say it's the no talent thing?
No, I wouldn't say it's that. Definitely, that wouldn't be fair. To, you know what I mean?
Right, okay. Let's move on to somebody else who's done extremely well as a broadcaster. Philip Schofield.
Philip Schofield. I grew up watching him.
Everybody loves Philip Schofield.
Yeah, but he definitely sold his soul to a black witch, didn't he?
Well, he is the Dorian Gray.
You know? He is the Dorian Gray of television.
The man never ages.
Never. I was a little boy.
And
I'm 44 this month. I was a little boy watching him playing with the gopher on BBC. CBeebies.
And
children's
still looks
BBC.
The same.
And I turn it on now and he's there with Holly. The exact same laugh. He's just replaced the gopher for Holly Willoughby. It's unbelievable.
That was a good swap out in fairness.
It was a hell of a swap. Good man. And he's on television all the time.
And he does like, appear to be like
there's he's like the old British Empire. You know the way the sun never sets. The sun never sets on Philip Schofield. He's constantly moving around the globe doing television shows.
That's right.
It's just unbelievable.
Did the Cube, the Dancing on Ice thing.
Yeah.
The morning, whatever that's called.
The morning yoke. And then whatever ads he's on. If you call my director, you know, he's on all the ads.
That car ad thing,
he's on everything. He's on literally everything. It's unbelievable. He sold his soul to a black witch. He sold him soul.
And what's more, everybody likes him.
Yeah.
He's the most inoffensive man you could...
So he's definitely going to burn in hell.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about it.
He's going to be revealed as something.
He will,
A lizard.
A lizard who's... Yeah, he's a lizard who lives under a mountain.
Yeah.
That sold his soul to a banshee. And when it's found out, we'll all be the better for it.
Right.
But what age is the man?
How are you going to age this man?
Is he 57?
Yes!
Ah, unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm delighted with myself now.
The tougher it gets, the better
you are. Yeah, the better I'm at it, because it's random, because it takes the thinking out of it.
Ah, that's brilliant. Right, and then the last one for you is... is Susan Boyle.
Oh, Susan Boyle, hard woman to age.
Britain's Got Talent, was that her thing?
I think it was, yeah. It was one of them anyway. And she was on TV years before that, but went unnoticed, with Barrymore. That was where her first TV performance was.
I never knew
Remember
that.
Remember, he used to get people up on
the stage? Yeah, Barrymore's People.
That was it. She was one of the people in Barrymore's People.
Was it called Barrymore's People? No, it wasn't.
Oh, I can't remember.
It
was a touring show that went around the supermarkets of Britain, basically.
Yeah.
And she was one of them. And he got up and he gave her the big Frenchie in it. The messing he did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, when that was still considered not harassment back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that was ever considered not. Anyway, look, before I get into politicisations of it. But yeah, he grabbed her and gave her his big Frenchie and all. It was a bit of a laugh and everything.
I'll tell you, she ended up having a proper career. Like, her albums sold.
She sold millions.
Yeah.
Millions
of albums.
And all the grief she still gets.
She gets
unbelievable grief. I don't know. I'd be into that now. It's no wonder she's done an Enya and just hides in the castle. Do you know what I mean?
She's got a castle yet.
Well, she's got something. You don't see her doing those many interviews. You know what I mean? She stays away from the private eyes. She stays away from the public eye. You know, she minds her own business. Poor old Susan Boyle, she got some grief. I'm going to say she's like, 53.
58.
Ah, fuck.
58. Not bad, though. You started with one.
I started with a win. That's not bad. For a Monday.
To get one in on a Monday is a good sign for the rest of the week.
Yeah. But anyway, I let myself down. I'm going to have to do some sort of mental yoga or something like that. I'm just upset over the whole Damien Farrell thing. I'll be honest with you. I'm not myself after.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks, Tara. How are you?
Good. It's Monday, is it?
Yeah. It's definitely a Monday.
How did that happen?
I don't know. It came around very quick. Oh my God.
Well,
Lord,
it's better than Tuesday.
Why is it better than Tuesday?
Mondays are better than Tuesdays.
Mondays are better than Tuesdays.
Tuesdays are terrible days.
You just kind of knuckle down and get through Monday, don't you? Just Monday, grit your teeth and get through it.
Yeah, Monday you're sort of in a slight, I don't know, after coma of the weekend.
Yeah.
After coma yeah. or something.
No, that's it. Actually, that is coma. Spot on. It is. It's an after coma.
That's my unbelievable turn of phrase. An yeah. after coma.
Deadly. It's spot on. It's perfectly accurate.
It's like, that, yeah. it's like Twilight Zone stuff. You're not quite into the real world, but you're not quite yeah. out of the
I've got
dream
a,
world.
I've got a bit of a pain in the bottom now that it was... On Friday, it was so lovely and bright and a beautiful morning.
I know.
And here we
and
are back
plunged
into the darkness. It's a bit
I
of a... It's kind of messing. It's a bit feels like we're kind of doing the night show at Boylan now or something.
It kind of does. You know, it was really noticeably much darker on the way to work it's this morning. But it's only going to last another... It is.
It's only
dark,
a week
yeah.
or something, is it?
It's a week, 10 days back. thereabouts. It'll be grand, yeah.
God, it's just it's a
here,
bit
listen.
Of a shock.
Should we be looking out for any April Fools? In the old headlines or news today, will there be any?
I wouldn't be telling you that, would I?
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying, are you prone to? Do you like a good April Fool's gag?
I love a gag any day of the year.
Oh
so,
God, yes, something's
you know.
Coming,
right?
I'm not saying it is, and I'm not saying it isn't.
Right. So
I mean, I'm hardly going to tell you in advance now.
No, obviously, but I just, you know, I just wanted to see whether you're a fan of it. I thought you might have turned around and gone, certainly not.
Yeah,
I'm a serious
ridiculous.
News person, and I don't involve myself in frivolous activities such
Jim
as.
Jim McCabe, how long have you known me?
Well, you're right there. That was a stupid thing to say.
Yeah,
it was. Right. So be on your guard.
Be on your guard, everybody. Tara's officially said it. It's fake news all day
fake
today.
Fake news today. Don't believe a word out of that woman's
ever,
mouth.
Ever.
Unbelievable. Yeah, Valerie from Steve Winwood here at Classic Hits. And you spin me round, dead or alive, just ahead of that. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's 18 minutes away from 7 o'clock. 087-188-0008 as always on WhatsApp. Double Money Monday for the first time on the Hit Bit today. That's on the way in about an hour's time.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. A grand up for grabs
a
on
A grand
that.
Up for grabs. It's the first Double Money Monday of the all new Classic Hit Bit, so it is.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to replaying the jingle again. Bit of mastery.
Oh my God, yeah, with Top Cat. I'm still laughing at Collie there last week. That was a gasp with crack when he says, I think I know it. Top Cat.
We should insist that Sweet Sausage get a credit for that, because it's effectively Sweet Sausage, that jingle.
It is effectively now when I think about it. Yeah, you're right.
Thankfully not Sweet Sausage kind of playing the music, but
probably
best left.
You're going to hear something later on, and I want you to be ready for it. It's a bit of the audio from what happened with Sweet Sausage on Friday night. And I have to say, as much fun as it was at the time, there was some fizzies taken. And I will be honest with you. Well, actually, no, Jim had none taken. He was actually a very well-behaved man.
Yeah.
But I think it's safe to say...
You made up for everybody
well,
else.
Well, one of us maybe let the side down terribly. And, well, look, you'll hear. You'll hear what happened.
Yeah.
It's, oh, my God.
When you... Yeah. It's a strange one, because we each sort of slightly feel better that we weren't... You know, we feel better that the other ones were worse. Which is a weird thing, because everybody thinks somebody else was worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's
That's a strange thing to take solace from.
When you look back
on
the video and hear the audio and you realise nobody was worse than me, it's kind of a bit uphill, isn't it?
Anyway.
Effectively, Damien Farrelly was a drunk man dancing. I want to just put it that way. It was a drunk man nearly falling over.
In a wig.
And he was still better.
And he still won.
He was still better than me.
So
anyway.
That'll tell you kind of all you need to know. Happy Monday from Happy Carts. Not Carl, by the way. She printed on her T-shirt
yes,
at the party.
Yes, she got sick of being Carl. Yes, she
Friday
had T-shirts
night.
Making sure everybody knew her name was indeed Cart. And not Carl.
So that's all down to Boylan. It's Boylan who won't believe that she has the name Cart.
Yeah, he keeps calling her out,
Carl.
Yeah.
But anyway. Also to Margaret, who we met, of course, on Friday night as well. Margaret in Fermoy, she was there and got a pic with yourself and Mike. She didn't bother getting a picture with me. I'm joking, Margaret. No.
She didn't go for you.
She didn't go for me.
Right,
so.
I don't know what's wrong with you, Jim.
Unbelievable.
You must have farted at the time. She was there. How are you, Jim? Oh.
She's apologising for not having gotten a picture
with
me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'd say you should be the one apologising, I'd say.
JP, what's this? I was hoping you would catch PJ with three birthdays for April Fools.
Oh, you should have done it.
Never even thought of it.
Just told me I was right. Yeah, you could have got me there. You could have got
My
me in the
God.
Right bad way, actually, now that I think about it.
JP,
although it would have been very cruel.
JP, you should do this show.
It would have been very cruel now if you did that.
That would have been. Why didn't I think of that?
I wouldn't have liked that.
Because I'm an idiot. That's why I didn't.
I wouldn't have liked that. That would have been very cold.
To tell you that you'd have gotten three
first thing on a Monday, told you have a day off, and then April Fool. I'd have been raging.
I'm sick now that I missed that. That would have been a brilliant one.
Thank God you missed that. And as for you, what's his name? Who's the evil
JP?
JP, go fart yourself. That's a terrible thing to try and do to a man. First thing on a Monday morning. Brutality.
Unbelievable. Catherine Fitzgerald looking for us to play a tune for her this morning. We'll see what we can do about that. Who else have we got on this morning? There's loads of people. Morning, guys. Batteries recharged. Oh, look at that. Picture of Dan 2.0 with a big fish.
Oh, look at him there.
There you are. We'll send that on to Mike, actually.
Oh, that's because he went camping and all there during the weekend.
We'll send that on to Mike. He'll get a buzz out of that.
He will get a buzz
out of that. A man with a big fish.
Jeez, the size of that.
That is a big fish.
What is that? Is that a kipper or what is it? What size is the kipper? I don't know what I'm looking at. It's the same.
It certainly
isn't a kipper. Big orangey fish it is.
It's a carp. According to Magic Mike. See, he's already excited. He has it printed off. And
there you go, yeah. He's framed it. Look at that.
He has it as a screen.
It's going up on the wall. He's named it and everything there for you.
English Ian is saying, has sent in a message saying, Niamh scored a hat-trick on Saturday, she wanted me to tell you.
Oh, that's right.
What's the significance there?
She wasn't playing. Oh, I can't remember the reference. Wasn't it? Oh, no.
Who's Niamh?
I don't know. I thought he knew for a second. I was looking through his other text messages. Now I can't remember. Sorry, I can't remember who Niamh is now.
Right.
What worst thing there is, I actually was certain I did know for a second. But so there you go, that's me all over it. So imagine one day you came in here and you knew what you were talking about. That'd be a terrible day.
Yeah, you don't want to be starting all that.
Won't be dealing with that.
No. Derek and Swords, all set for another week in heaven, as he says. I assume that's a reference to listening to this show.
Obviously, yeah.
Obviously.
So we're like the angels and saints here.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Every day with me is like a day with the Lord Saviour. Isn't that right, Jim?
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
And Jim the Greenkeeper heading off from Mullingar on a beautiful morning.
Well, have a great one on your beautiful morning.
Always a beautiful morning if you can leave Mullingar. Sorry, Jim. We're only joking, Jim. 087-188-0008. As I say, a Double Money Monday, one of the highlights this morning. So looking forward to that. And, of course, it is April Fool's Day. And Magic Mike's been scanning the papers to see if we can spot some of the deliberate errors.
Yeah, he's been working hard, trying to fool himself so you won't be fooled. So we have the April Fools of the day. We're going to be bad now, and we're going to call out the local newspapers.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if there's anybody got anything on the go, well, I suppose you can't really tell somebody if you have something planned. But if you've managed to actually pull off an April Fool's already, let us know at any stage. 087-188-0008. Yeah, Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca here, a classic. It's Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. It's 12 and a half minutes past 7 on this Monday. And this Monday is, of course, April Fool's Day. 1st of April. So be aware, people.
Oh, today is the day. Yeah, it is. So it's going to be all sorts of blackguarding going on. Might even be some from us later on. Yeah. We haven't decided yet. We're watching Tara like a hawk this morning because, of course, you know, the fake news starts to come in on the April Fool's Day. And Mike Hogan, in fairness, an intrepid investigative reporter that he is, has already had his nose through the newspapers of the morning.
And seeking out the fake news of the world today.
And you think you found a few?
Yeah, I definitely have found a few, yeah. Now, one that kind of confused me was the whole weather forecast for the week. I thought that was a bit of an April Fool's, but apparently it's not.
Yeah, I thought I was looking at that because you gave us that apparently it's going to plunge to like -1 and all this.
So I thought that was a mess, but it's not apparently.
No, I think that's real, yeah.
God. Yeah, I think that's real.
And it's not for us though, is it? I think it's for Donegal and everywhere, isn't it?
I didn't read fully through it, but it said temperatures plummeting to like -1, -2 or something like that. Anyway, so do you want to hear the first one?
Absolutely.
So this is from The Star. And I kind of knew this was an April Fool's when I saw who it was by, who wrote it, right? So it's by Avril Fooley.
Avril.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God.
In fairness, giveaway. I never even wanted a thought to look at who writes these things.
So the headline is, it's polled Mr. Brennan. Group's call for TV star to run for office foiled as he doesn't exist. This is about, you know, Alan Partridge.
Yeah.
Who did the Camogie Black and Tans
with
the fake farmer, the Irish farmer or whatever. And it says a petition for calling for a Sligo farmer to run in the local elections has been dramatically withdrawn after its backers learned the man doesn't exist. Now, in fairness, I'm not going to go through the full thing, but it was a fairly full-on article on this whole thing.
Yeah, give a look at it.
Yeah.
Oh, jeepers, sorry.
It's an unusual kind of one to go on.
It is unusual, yeah. They've kind of jumped on the bandwagon of the
Alan Partridge thing.
It's what you have to read the detail, though. Apparently, people who wanted him to run for office looked at the TV and thought, who the hell is that? And he looked like he was a brilliant patriot, apparently. So there you go.
That's what it says in the article.
Very passionate and a great patriot. And they thought, that's the type of man I want in Sligo.
Right. I'm not sure that rates as one of the greatest now.
I don't think so.
Don't think so. That's not 100% now.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one comes from the Herald. And it says, some might say Liam Tato Park statue outrageous. Residents in County Meath are up in arms after it emerged. There are plans in the works to erect a 50-foot-high statue of former Oasis frontman Liam Gallagher holding a packet of his favourite Tato crisps beside Tato Park.
See, that's pretty good because he was on Twitter last week saying Tato was the
best. Raving about Twitter.
Yeah, and his quote was, Tato are the best crisps, end of, so as you were.
Is the story that he was, that there were plans to give him a statue or so that people were calling for a statue?
No, they were plans. And they were all protesting against it because it would cost so much money and it would be overlooking their houses and everything.
Yeah, because you know there was the whole uproar about this new roller coaster in Meath. So there you go. So that's that one. In fairness, it's a giveaway by the writer as well, Owen Lee Messon.
Oh, for God's sake.
A lot of the papers, I think the Star is testament to that. They kind of feel under pressure to do one of these things, you know. So this one I really like, though. This is from the Irish Daily Mail. Now Dublin will get three more Luke Kelly statues.
That's the business. Yeah, that's going to drive people mad. So because apparently it's going to cost 10 million quid to put three more statues. Yeah.
Yeah, plans have been announced to erect three more Luke Kelly statues in Dublin, the Irish Daily Mail has learned. And they even speak, he must be in on it, to Fine Gael TD for Dublin North West, Noel Rock. In fairness, he's not shy of the media.
He's everywhere, isn't he?
So he's everywhere, yeah.
I think he's on both sides of Brexit.
You see, that would, now that's a good April Fool, because there's an element of that you would...
You believe?
That could catch you off guard.
They couldn't get
Because let's be honest, that two is too many. Well, right, it is. You know what I mean? Like, when you have two statues, and one of them is a huge head that's chasing young fellas around Sheriff Street. So you start thinking to yourself, why? What? This actually might be believable. And they've done the thing at the end where they say now other countries are trying to get Luke Kelly statues as well.
But also, there's a great line in it that says, "Scorn not their multiplicity." That's a pretty good one.
Not bad. In fairness, that's a pretty good one.
And then finally, to put your eyes to it, in the Irish Daily Mirror today, they have, "Is it the bend of winter storms?" And the leaning spire, the spire in O'Connell Street. So they have a picture, they've photoshopped it, and they have it leaning, like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And they say, "A bizarre bend has appeared in the spire in O'Connell Street. The Dublin Chamber said dozens of local businesses and citizens have contacted them to report the wonky sighting."
It's brilliant. And you know what the lovely thing about that story is? They put it's almost believable to a point, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's almost believable. And say heavy northeasterly winds may have bent it in one direction. Or... it might be because they tried a new heavier bulb last year at the top, which now the weight might be too much for the spire and it's put the bend in it. And it says, "With the beginning of tourist season, they're very anxious to get it straightened up because they don't want wonky selfies being sent around the world making us all look like fools."
Absolutely.
That's a class one. That's one that you'd actually believe, in fairness.
I mean, if there's any that we kind of missed, if there's any in the papers that you're, you know, that we kind of... overlooked.
Yeah, people can't.
I'd love
get
to find out. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'd love to find out if there was one that did dupe people.
Yeah,
if there was one good one.
I remember honestly believing one years ago, and it was like how stupid I thought it was. But Bertie Ahern saying Manchester United were moving to Dublin, I was like, I can't believe it. And I actually believed for a minute. Because they made this argument that it would cost them less. And you know the way he went to business? And look, stop looking at me like that.
Yeah, no.
Stop hurting my feelings. But I believed it.
Oh, I actually remember that story.
Yeah.
Is that not true?
Oh, my God.
And then Wimbledon were supposed to be moving to Ireland. Remember
that's
that?
That's the one I remember.
Ah, yeah, that one. But that wasn't an April Fool's. That was a genuine investigation. They were thinking about that.
Oh.
Yeah, and people, search for the hero here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 22 and a half minutes past 7 on this Monday. Alan is on his way to Wolverhampton. Said, "Keep an eye out for the BMW ads. They always put an April Fool's ad in the newspapers." I didn't know that at all.
What
kind of tradition is it?
There you go. Never knew that at all.
I have to keep my eyes out for that. Cheers, Al.
God, the amount of stuff I probably believe from them over the years. I haven't a clue.
087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to give us a shout this morning. Double Money Monday on the Hitbit, the all-new Hitbit. We only launched it on Friday. We're playing for a grand today, and you can check it out on classichits.ie if you want to hear it. It's a bit of a hiss, but of what hiss is it a bit?
What hit of a bit of is the hiss bit?
Well said, PJ.
Is the Hitbit of it? What a bit?
Yeah. And also, we are still on the lookout as well. If there's a good April Fool that we've missed, if there's something in the papers or whatever, or likewise, if you've managed to actually pull one off on somebody, like kind of, you know, workmate, family member, whatever it is, a good one.
Oh, yeah.
A bit early in the morning, I suspect. But
please let us know. Yeah, yeah. It's been so long since I actually pulled off a wind-up.
I was just going to say, are you a fan of it?
Yeah, April Fools? I could not be. Like, after Naked Camera, for God's sake, you'd have to be a fan of a wind-up. You know what I mean?
Which was basically April Fool's every week.
Every single day for me for about 3 years.
Yeah.
So in fairness, yeah, you have to be a fan of it.
Because I'd be the victim of it. I don't really, you know, create the pranks. I tend to be the victim of them, so I'm always dubious about it.
Even better.
Especially around here with you lot.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah.
Well, yeah, as if
I'm literally working with the April Fool King.
Well,
the
I
man
don't
who
know.
Took April Fools and put it on the telly.
Well, I don't know. It's been a long time. You know what I mean? I'm out of practice is putting it mildly.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't think I've pulled off a decent wind-up since 2007.
Watching you, pal.
Me all you want. I'm watching you. And I'm definitely watching out Miggly Smiggly Sniggly Snake Hogan. I can tell you that much. He's always got something up his sleeve.
Anyway, if you've spotted that, let us know. 087-188-0008 on the WhatsApp, whether it's in the papers or, as I say, if you did manage to do one yourself. Or, you know, it's a bit early in the morning, but as the morning progresses, who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, do let us know. Hopefully, yours are up to no good. Or even if you get one on your phone or something, of you doing something to someone else, better still.
Yeah, exactly.
We'd love to see that.
Bit of evidence. Be good,
you know,
to
what
have.
I mean?
Might even stick a mug up for grabs, maybe. Do we even have mugs anymore? We haven't given away a mug in a long time.
We do, yeah, because I drank an hour one day. Jim, yeah. I drank an hour of
you're,
a mug.
You're having an unusual start to your morning.
Oh my God, what's wrong?
Because you were, what did you call yourself earlier on? A doornut? Or a doornut?
Oh yeah, a doornut.
A doornut.
Dead as a doornut.
Yeah.
I said, yeah. I'm as dead as a doornut this morning. And now I'm after drinking an hour of a cup of... Lots of drinking over. Yeah.
Something happened to PJ over the weekend. We're not quite sure. Hopefully it's nothing medical or serious.
I don't think it is. At least I hope it's not. Jeepers.
Anyway, so that's on the way. As I say, Hitbit as well. And we might stick a mug up for grabs there. Because a mug would be an appropriate thing. A bit of a mug for a mug. If you are made a mug of.
Don't worry. I'll
made a mug of somebody else.
I'll washing up the one I'm drinking of now.
21 minutes to wait here at Classic Hits. Quick happy birthday to Lauren Cummins. It's her birthday today, her 14th birthday today. Pete and Tala, her dad, text in just to wish her a fantastic birthday. So Lauren Cummins, who I assume is in Tala, where Pete is, happy 14th birthday to you. There you
happy
go.
Happy 14th. There you go.
Kylie Minogue.
Got mad. I don't know when to talk anymore.
Kylie Minogue, Love at First Sight, here at Classic Hits. Looks like it was like that for Leo.
Love at First Sight. I'll tell you something, good old, he's in trouble, is Leo. And I don't know if he should be. I'll be honest with you. I think I can't see anything much wrong with it, to be honest with you.
Right.
You've probably heard this by now. So he's a huge fan of Kylie Minogue, right? That's the thing, he's a huge fan. And he sent a sort of a letter to, he didn't send a sort of a letter, he sent an actual letter to Kylie Minogue, right? Handwritten letter to Kylie Minogue.
Who hasn't?
Who wouldn't, is what you'd be asking yourself, isn't it? Who wouldn't be sending that one? To say, look, I'm a huge fan. He said, I'm a huge fan. And is there any chance, when you're in town, you'd like to meet myself? I'm the Taoiseach. And he puts in brackets, Irish Prime Minister. You know, he had to, he's pulling all the strings he could to sit down. And then he's saying that he didn't get to meet her that night because she cancelled the gigs. But when she came back 2 months later, he did get to meet her and he bought her a couple of drinks. He says he still has the receipt and he's proud of it. It's like something that he's delighted that happened, right?
Right.
And I can't see the harm in it. I just can't see the harm in it.
Yeah.
And people are getting all upset about it, saying it's a disgrace to the office. God, how embarrassing.
What?
They're using headed paper from the Dáil Éireann to be talking to Kylie Minogue. I don't know.
They're saying he used his influence. Are they? In order to...
I suppose, yeah, they are. But like, so what didn't he do? Yeah, so what? What about it? What about it? You know what I mean?
Well, exactly. What's the point of having a bit of influence if you don't get to use it now and again?
I'm looking at a copy of the letter here, right? Dear Kylie, just wanted to say... Oh, God, his writing's very bad. What's wrong with doctors and their writing? What is the story with doctors and their writing?
It's deliberate.
I mean, honest to God, it's like they train to be terrible writers. And by the way, you're writing to Kylie Minogue. Block Capital's horse.
Yeah.
You know, you don't play it safe.
She has to read it.
Yeah. But he said, in any chance, in advance of the concert in Dublin, I am really looking forward to it. I'm a huge fan. I understand you're staying in the Merrion Hotel, which is just across the street from my office in government buildings. If you'd like, I'd love to welcome you to Ireland personally. And then he does the Leo thing.
Right.
Taoiseach, Irish Prime Minister is what I think it says. About there. It does look like a prescription for something, to be honest with you. It's written like a prescription. It worked. He met her.
Yeah.
He's not ashamed of it. He's not apologising for it.
I assume it was on his own time. I assume it was at his own expense.
Yeah, it was, yeah. So what's the big deal? He didn't go in and go totally flahoolock and spend a load of taxpayer money buying, I don't know, whatever you'd be buying, like a roast pig with an apple in its mouth or anything. He didn't go mad. You know what I mean?
He didn't make it a formal banquet.
Yeah,
like.
He went to a gig. He got invited to the gig. He did get in for free backstage and all of that. And he got lucky enough to meet Kylie. Got a couple of drinks in. Good luck to you. And no harm. So the only big fella.
Is the big deal him the, only, lad went. Is only the fact that he used headed paper. Is that the big deal?
I think it probably is. And people just getting embarrassed that he'd be doing it.
To be fair,
it.
Like if you didn't use headed paper, and Kylie got a note from some lad just claiming to be the Prime Minister of a country.
Like imagine me sending one.
Yeah.
How are you, Kylie? You don't know me. I'm the fella, right? Ask Jim. Yeah. Jim will vouch for me.
I was on the telly.
I'll be there with him every day, right? I've done the telly. If you're ever in O'Connell Street, ask around. I was the dirty owl one there. They used me. You never got. It's not. I don't have the same chances. Well, I don't think. I think it's a bunch of a hullabaloo about nothing. Yeah. If anything, it just proves the man is into other normal stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He took the fella out.
Do you know what I'm wondering
is? If you were going out with a lad, there was a big Kylie thing as well, and he had a chance. I mean, that's a serious
bonus
point.
I'm actually wondering whether it's the Kylie thing. I'm wondering, like, if that was, you know, Bruce Springsteen or Bob Dylan or, you know, whatever.
Would anyone care?
If it was Mick Jagger, like? Yeah, well, yeah, I'm kind of thinking, you know, because she's a, you know, pop princess maybe as opposed to, like, kind of one of these, you know, iconic kind of rock stars or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but let's be honest, right? Do you remember what gig was it that we saw Enda Kenny doing the whole air guitar? Do you remember that? Was it Bruce Springsteen or the Rolling Stones or something?
Was it?
I was mortified for Ireland. I was mortified. Jigging and wiggling around like an old mad uncle at a wedding.
What was that?
I can't remember. Someone will remember. But he was doing his air guitar, dancing and grooving around. I remember
thinking, the band?
No, like he was in the audience. But he got
so
picked
he didn't
up.
Even meet the band. He was just
like
there.
He might have met them, but no, he wasn't. He's hardly going to be on stage with them. Like, we're hardly going to see Leo on stage with Kylie either. How weird would that be?
That would have been fantastic.
I should be so lucky. Lucky locomotion. The lucky locomotion but me. Like, it was never going to happen.
So you're saying Enda just being in the audience at a gig was
doing
more
the air
embarrassing.
Guitar and grooving around. I'm just saying, that was, you know what I mean? That wasn't a great image. Leo taking the lad out for a backstage, you know what I mean, thing.
Yeah.
That's all. I don't see how I'm wrong with it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm okay
you know
with
what
that.
I mean?
Yeah.
I don't see how I'm wrong. I'm just saying that to me, you know, there's been a lot as more embarrassing things.
As long as he doesn't dance, that's all you're saying.
You just keep the dancing to yourself. That's all politicians have to do is stand easy. Stand easy, lads.
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hit bit.
We're going to have to find something for you to do here. Remember you on the Who the Man, you used to chime in at the end.
Yeah, with the Who the Man bit. Yeah. Maybe I'll just join in with the hit bit at the end.
Exactly.
I don't know, I'll see what takes me.
It's all new.
I have to let my artistic integrity kick in with these things sometimes. Do you know what I mean, Jim?
Absolutely.
See what way it leads me.
Yeah. You don't want to just sell out.
No, not at all. I mean, that would be ridiculous, wouldn't it? I mean, it is the song based on a cartoon.
Yeah.
That was a cartoon that was based on Sergeant Bilko. So I have to make you have to make good choices here.
Benny.
€1,000, what we have for you on the Classic Hit bit this morning. And what bit of a hit is the Classic Hit bit is the question we ask you. It sounds just like this. And I think you can hear it on our website now already. Yeah, it's there.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You can listen to it as many times as you like there. And of course, there's only been two wrong answers. So we're only out of the traps. But it's going to be John Clark in Dublin going for us this morning. How are you, John?
Not too bad, yourself?
I'm all right, yeah. Thanks, John. How was your weekend?
Oh, grand.
Yeah, nice and quiet. I wish mine was, John. I wish it was, to be honest with you. So we've a grand here, hopefully, for you. We'd like to give it to you. Who do you think or what do you think it is?
The Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, by Survivor,
right.
Of course.
Yeah. So a big one for you, of course.
Yeah,
being
it is
a Rocky
tune. And stuff, yeah.
Right, Michael, so Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger. Yeah,
from Sir Geiger. I agree.
So Jim thinks it's a song about a river. Magic Mike, what do you reckon?
There'll be no roaring with excitement from you today, I'm afraid.
Hey!
Tell you what, that's a Rocky start.
At least you got a double barrel pun, John.
I'll try it again.
Absolutely, John. Keep at it.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Take
Cheers,
care.
Mate.
Bye-bye.
Right, so Dave Rogers in Cork this morning. How are you, Dave? How was your weekend?
Not too bad, man. Yourself?
Yeah, well, like I was in Cork actually, anyway, and it was a little bit. I'm surviving. I mean, I'm still alive.
You got out alive anyway.
Yeah, just about. Yeah. What's the crack with you, Dave? What are you up to today?
Not too bad. I'm just on the way to work now this morning.
Right, good stuff. We'll try and give you a grand. So, what do you reckon? I'm still stuck on Who the Man. What do you think it is?
I think it might be a song "Out of Touch" by Hall & Oates.
Oh, I know that. I love that song. And Hall & Oates on the way to Ireland. They are.
Matthew, I think you caught
that. Yeah, there you go. Hall & Oates are on the way. So what do you reckon then, Mike? Is it Hall & Oates?
I'm afraid you're out of touch with this one. It's not right. Oh. Back to your porridge this morning. Oates, lads. Oates.
Oh, sorry about that, Dave.
My God, Mike's bashing out the puns this
morning. Double barrelers, I'm telling you.
Fantastic.
I'm glad we kept the puns. I'm glad we did.
A nice one, Dave. Listen, take care of yourself, man. Have a good day.
Cheers,
Ed. Cheers.
See you later, boss. Good luck.
Right, so there we go. So it's not Hall & Oates.
And it's not Survivor, Eye of the
Survivor
Tiger.
Survivor, Eye of the Tiger.
So 2-0, we know it definitely isn't. They're going on to the list. 20-5, you can play the hit bit with Damien Farrelly. Damien Farrelly, twinkle toes, feet of flames himself.
Stealing the hit factor, of course.
Yeah.
But, not that we're bitter or anything.
Used to like him, but now he's a bit of a jackass. What are you going to do?
Yeah, Fine Young Cannibals and Good Thing. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday. And, of course, Monday, 1st of April. April Fool's Day. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout this morning. I really wish that we could tell you that this next segment was an April Fool. And, you know, it was all a sort of a deliberate joke, really. But, fortunately not. It was an actual, genuine, bona fide, real thing.
Well, you know, something, we were looking forward to it. We built it up. We spoke about it a lot. We learnt our instruments. We practiced and we rehearsed.
Well, that bit there was a bit of a... That was a lie straight
away. I'm in the middle of a run here,
sorry,
Jim. This is a very important moment. And the performance came on Friday night in the Voodoo Rooms in Cork, and we were there. We were ready. And... Well, that's where I'm going to stop the build-up, because it kind of went a little bit...
We should really cut the music at that stage and go, because it all went wrong after that, really. The build-up was good, and the planning was good, and we talked a good game. Talk about failing to deliver.
Well, I wouldn't... Yeah, you know something? It got better towards the end. You know what I mean?
That's because it was nearly over.
Yeah.
Is that...
Well, the closer something bad gets to finishing, that's the better it gets.
Well, I guess now is the time to point the finger of blame. And I blame Mike. He was out of tune at the start.
I blame Mike for even inventing.
After that, it was very hard to get back into tune, you know.
It was.
First of all, can I say, I was very disappointed about our final performance. I was. Even going on, I was full of confidence. I thought this was going to blow everything out of the water
that
had gone before.
I mean, we did get off to a very inauspicious start. Because our sound engineer there was a bit of the communication error, I suppose, the best way to...
I'll tell you what was embarrassing about it was, he had we had this huge big intro with the voice of a thousand souls, Enda Murphy, and he had that, and then he realised he didn't have the backing track. So the intro was massive. There was huge screams and rounds of applause. We took to the stage, and then we suddenly realised we couldn't do the song.
Yeah, PJ turned to me because you went, Jim, on the microphone. You went, "Maestro, please."
Yeah.
And this intro music kept playing, and I knew immediately he didn't have the track. And PJ said, "He doesn't have the track, does he, Mike?" I said, "It doesn't look like it, PJ."
We literally thought we were going to have to walk off stage with our tail between our legs.
Yeah, it looked like that.
Well, that's that.
Thankfully, it was Andy Badnews' birthday, so we got to humiliate our boss in public, which killed a bit of time.
Well, it was always a silver lining.
We could only do so much filling and time. Well, time marched on, and we had to do something, and this is, I guess, is how it went.
Oh, no. Yeah. But can I make an excuse before we play this? First of all,
Mike, there are no excuses.
First of all, Rocky starts. Second of all, my microphone was so loud that it seemed to only be me coming out as the singer. And I was a bit rattled by the start.
Okay,
now, I finished making
and out of tune.
Completely off key and everything. We are the music men. We come from far away and I can play. What can you play? I play the piano. By the way, if you think it gets better, it doesn't. Oh, Lord.
That was me solo.
Yeah. Then it was back to Mike's piano.
Back to Mike's piano.
And here's a bit more of Mike singing.
Oh, Jim.
Wait, this is a solo we're listening to.
That's beautiful harmonica playing. What are you talking about?
As you can hear, everything, like literally, We avoided being in tune with the skill that a ninja avoids being hit by a group of men. Like, oh, we just sort of dodged it. And we replaced, and I don't know why we replaced singing for just roaring our heads off.
That was, you couldn't hear anything. Mike was drowning.
Instead
of literally drowning everybody
to
else.
To be fair, in rehearsals, we were all the time here going, "We are the music men, we come from far away, and I can play on the night. We are the music men! I don't know what the hell happened there.
I don't know what happened to Mike. I mean, because he turned into...
He just started screaming. Screaming.
I don't know. I was a bit nervous.
And then I started roaring after him because I thought, oh, we're roaring then. So I followed his lead. And we just
started... There's our kazoo bit. I think that was the best bit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's us playing kazoos.
We're actually in tune. And then you watch what happens straight away after we're in tune. It goes back to the same. We start screaming again.
Oh, that's where I forgot to come in, was it?
Yeah, that's Jim.
What is wrong with that harmonica playing? That's spectacular.
Dreadful.
Ah, Jim, in fairness. Yeah, you've learned. You did one thing that I didn't think was possible. You actually learned to shout on the harmonica as well.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well, there you go.
It was a fairly shocking performance.
Now, we also went into favourites to win on the night. I think it's fair to say we were hot favourites, like money on favourites to win on the night.
You'd have to be hot favourites. I mean, we watched Niall Boylan juggling.
He was outrageous.
Sorry, correction. We watched Niall Boylan drop all of the stuff he had in his hands.
Yeah, all over the floor. And we thought, well, that's that done.
Yeah.
Then Damien Farrelly put on a wig. He didn't look like you were saying earlier on, like granddad from Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Yeah.
Who had one too many fizzies and was falling
over
his own feet.
He basically fell around the stage for a while.
And then we came on and we thought we had it in the bag. Unfortunately, we started roaring at people, shouting at people, blowing into instruments so loud that nobody could hear anything about them. And we failed. Damien won the night.
It was incredible. And Sweet Sausage isn't a more hit.
That's my solo on the melodeon.
Yeah. You know, the piano whistle. Well, we really stayed up there for a long time.
I know. That
was 5.5 minutes.
It feels like it's going on forever. I actually wanted to end.
No, when the second version of the kazoos, when I didn't see any shouting, they were all just standing looking at us. I knew it was time to wrap it up.
There was one woman that just stood in front of us with her two fingers in the air the entire time.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I want to dance.
Yeah.
We weren't stopping her. But...
There's that fantastic harmonica playing again.
I was out of breath.
Come on, it's roughly in line with the
tune. I was so out of breath that when I got to
this
part with the trumpet, I just honestly thought I was going to pass out.
What is that? It's like that elephant thing from the Jungle Book.
I thought I was finished and I was dancing all over the place. And then when I had to blow into the trumpet again, I had no breath left. So that's all that happened,
Right. So, look, we're drawing a line under it. We failed. The sweet sausage experiment failed. I don't think there's ever going to be another sweet sausage gig.
There's Mike shouting again.
That's me. That's you.
Yeah.
But then
that was
us
singing Can We Go at the end.
God, I can't believe it's still going on.
Why is my microphone so loud?
I tell you something. I think, in fairness, we have learned a valuable lesson.
We've learned
don't
a valuable lesson.
Don't let Mike sing.
And don't ever build anything up so much ever again.
Yeah.
Talk about falling on our own sword. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Honest to God. I think our next trick is just going to be digging a hole and putting our heads in it.
Jennifer Lopez, Love Don't Cost a Thing here at Classic Hits. 20 past 8. Quick happy birthday, by the way. Luke McGreevy is 14 today. Happy birthday to you, Luke. And your dad, your mum and dad, Ellen, Eileen and Derek. And your brother Connor wanted to wish you all the best. So Luke McGreevy, happy 14th birthday today. Have a good one. And also, thanks a million for all of the messages of support. That have just come in.
We're getting some grief, I have to say. And I unfortunately have to turn around and say thank you very much. And you're right, we deserve the grief.
Yeah.
It's like tweets so much as, or messages on the WhatsApp here, so much as, oh, sweet mother of Jesus from Lisa. That's it.
Yeah.
That's not bad. It's very, very bad, says Timmy.
From Timmy. There's a lot of OMGs.
There's a bit of Great April Fool, lads. Now, please play the real clip from the night. Unfortunately, we wish that was the case, but that was exactly... that is the real clip of the night.
Yeah, somebody says it sounds like Animal Out of the Muppets. I assume he's referring to Mike singing.
And it gets worse, because there's actually, unfortunately, and I don't know whose idea that was, video evidence of the event as well. So on our Classic Hits Facebook page, if you really want to see what it looked like on the night too, you can go there and have a look at it as well. My favourite piece of the video is the bouncer that wouldn't even look at the stage. He just stands with his back there looking into the camera as if to say, if somebody can see me, please help me.
He's so kind of horrified. Yeah, it was an experience, I think, for anybody that was there on the night. It was an experience that they'll never forget. I think it's fair to say that.
There's also an amazing message in there. Great night, Saturday night. High class, but outclassed by the energy, determination and wig of Damien O'Flatley. Someone obviously saw Damien dancing two nights in a row, because we were there Friday. And they obviously couldn't. Damien was still sparking his celebratory dances around Cork City Saturday night as well then.
Mind you, after performances like that, you'd be well forgiven for not knowing where you were or what day it was.
That is very true.
Because that would knock the sense out of you.
It'd knock the sense out of that fella anyway.
But as PJ says, if you can actually bear it, if you think that the sound of it wasn't bad enough, you can actually see the pained expression on our faces performing it.
But you look at Sean and Mullingar wants us to play a funeral. Someone he didn't like has died, apparently.
Harsh. Mind you, if there's a few quid in it, Sean.
Yeah.
Phil Collins, Don't Lose My Number here at Classic Hits. 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing this. Please do tell a friend as well. Bring them along. I mean, they too could have been enjoying the sweet strains of sweet sausage.
Absolutely.
I mean, who'd want their friends to miss out on that?
Well, I tell you something, who knows?
Listen, a quick happy birthday. Liam Hennessy is 10 today. Big fan of the show. Liam Hennessy celebrating his birthday, and he loves listening to the show before school, and his mum and dad and his three brothers, Aidan, Keane and Dara, all wanted to wish him the very best. And also, by the way, if you are somebody who is not feeling 100% today, right, if you're not feeling at the fullness of your health today, maybe you have the celebrity flu.
The celebrity flu, there's something going on. Mike pointed this out to me just there a while ago. There's something going on. There's one page in the Mirror today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they were intending to put these stories together or if they even noticed. But it's all three different celebrities and they're all feeling sick.
Right.
What's going on?
The celebrities are being struck down, are they?
Yeah, if there was still a Lily... Is Lily Sportello still a thing? No, that's gone, isn't it?
I think it's closed now.
Yeah. You'd be thinking that maybe there was a bit of a celebrity virus going around there if it was still open. So Jack Jagger. Never heard of him. Right? Jack Jagger, right? That's what I call Mick Jagger. We go back a bit, right? Mick Jagger, he's been sick, right? So he's swearing now to give fans... Jim is just shaking his head at me here.
I'm not.
Anyway, I'll go back to my original one. Jack Jagger, lead singer of the Howling Stones, right? He's claiming to give fans satisfaction again as he's trying to bounce back from his mystery illness in just 6 weeks. So he was to do a gig and he had to postpone parts of the gigs in the US and Canada during the tour to start on April the 20th in Miami. And then he got a bit of a scare, so that put him off, right? But now he's saying, I'm all right, I'm all good.
Right.
I'm going to bounce back, but I'm not well. On the other end of things, Keith Duffy responding well to treatment after being admitted to a Thai hospital. So the singer was forced to pull out of Boyzone's world tour again, another world tour, after getting ill in Bangkok last week. He's 44, he's getting on, like myself, and was missing on stage on Saturday night as Mikey Ronan and, who's the other fellow? Shane. they performed on without him in Australia. He got sick in Thailand.
Unbelievable.
And then there's Eamon Dunphy, right? He's on the mend now. He's had a bit of a... He had a proper fright. He's recovering after surgery on his heart, right? He had a bit of an aneurysm going on there. But still three celebrities, same page. All bouncing back. Wish you all well, lads. I hope you're doing okay. That's the main thing. You're still alive and well and with us. And going to be all right. But you start wondering, what is there something out there?
Just know the way kind of things tend to happen to strains of, you know...
We had bird flu... Yeah.
We had mad cow.
Audits, they happen, they make you sick as well. A few of us all got an audit there around the same time. That was very stressful.
You know the way those things...
You get a bit of foot and mouth, you know what I mean?
That's exactly it. And there was something last... I remember there was with the whole story about the potential for a dog flu.
The potential of a dog flu, which I call nonsense.
Absolutely.
Because, to be honest, there was a new story about dog flu. And then they go, and to date, not one single case has been recorded. Get out of it. Leave the dogs alone.
I got a sneaky suspicion that there wouldn't be a huge amount of public sympathy if there was a celebrity flu.
No, I mean, if it wasn't fatal, that's the thing, right? You don't want anyone
Providing everybody's going to come through it.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be a bit like man flu. Nobody would really
As long as it's that bad and no worse, then I think you get a bit of crack out of it. You know what I mean? Like, you'd be watching, the three lads in Boyzone. They didn't even cancel the gig. That's what I think is great.
Yeah.
Boyzone, they're so indispensable when you get sick in Boyzone that the rest of them can just do it without you.
They just leave you in the hospital somewhere.
Yeah, they're just like, Grant,
It's like,
Keith's sick. Well, Grant, he's called in sick.
just You can just imagine Dusta there going, no, go on without me. Save yourselves.
And they were like,
go on to Australia.
Yeah, yeah, we're growing. Yeah, we're did the show. Yeah, we're go. Yeah. What do you mean? You did.
Yeah.
Did it go all right? Yeah, it did.
Don't worry too much about me. Wait, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with
you? Just, I'm not well.
Oh, yeah, we didn't realise you were sick until halfway through the first song and your solo bit didn't happen.
Yeah.
And there
I
you
wonder,
go.
Could that be our excuse maybe for Friday night's performance? Maybe we had a touch of the old celebrity flu.
Maybe we got a dose of the celebrity trots. I don't know what it was, but it didn't work out very well. We were a bit like Jack Jagger ourselves, to be honest with you, with the old sickness sweeping around. But there you go, so there could be, there's something going around.
You'll have
maybe
to be careful.
Maybe Kylie got a dose of the celebrity flu. Do you remember when the first time when Leo wanted to meet her the first time?
Yeah.
And then she cancelled the gig. She didn't make her Belfast gig, her Dublin gig. Maybe there's something in the venues of Ireland.
That could also have been a kind of, your man Leo's on again looking to meet you. Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, for Jesus' sake.
Tell him I'm not well, will you? He won't go away.
He keeps sending letters. Well. I can't tell him to go away. He's the feckin' Irish version of a prime minister. They called him.
Yeah, right. He owns a tea shop.
Yeah, he's the tea shop, tea shock, t-shirt shocker, whatever they call him. I don't know what he is. And then she's like, oh God, we'll just cancel the show. And he's like, as they despised it. Ah, God, it's Alec party.
Anyway, you're going to have to be careful. You're going to have to be careful. As our official representative in Celebrityville, you're going to have to be careful you don't pick anything up.
I don't think I'm
high
enough.
And more importantly, that you don't spread it around.
I'm not high enough up the food chain to catch the celebrity flu, I don't think.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
See,
the level? What's the cut-off point?
Well, that's just it, you see, because if it was termed a celebrity flu, you'd get a whole load of wannabes claiming to be not well.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think I might be coming down with something. Yeah, but sure, nobody knows who you are.
You get lads you haven't heard of for years. Lads who won the first Eurostar and all. Oh, the celebrity flu. Oh, I got it, yeah. Me itchy armpits and all. That's not what it is. Oh, what is it again? Bad breath. I have bad breath. Is that it? No, you always had the bad breath.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Right, family break is what we have for you. Two-night family break this Easter in Annie Maldron or Clayton Hotel in Galway. That's what's up for grabs. Breakfast each morning is part of it. Dinner on an evening of your choice. Complimentary access to crafty kids club activities. And a family ticket to Galway Atlantiquaria.
Atlantiquaria, that's going to be a mouthful for the week, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to be
Atlantiquaria.
Fun stuff.
I wonder what they do in Atlantiquaria.
I'd say it's something to do with the Atlantic and an aquarium.
Right. So the man from Atlantis is in there, is it?
That's probably what it
Bobby
is.
Bobby from Dallas from all those years ago. That's where he is. Bobbing around
that's where
the Atlantic aquarium.
Yeah. So anyway, listen, that's our prize. More details on it as the week goes on. But of course, if you want to get in to win, Monday's always a good start because literally you'll be top of the leaderboard, at least for the day.
Even if you didn't get one of them, we'd still have to beat it tomorrow. So today is the day to do it if you can. I'm going to play today. It's going to be Johnny O'Mahony in Dublin. How are you, Johnny?
Hi, lads. How's it going?
All good, Johnny. What about you?
Grand, yeah. All good.
Any sort of a weekend you want to talk about?
Yeah, I had a great weekend. I was down kind of Kilty. My niece, Grimey McNamara, got married to Bryn English.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, very good.
So we had a great weekend and just recovering. I took today off.
Bit of partying done.
Oh, you took the day off. I don't blame you. Fair play.
Yeah. Dead right too.
Great spot, Clonakilty, I have to say. I love gigging in Clonakilty. The bar is there, is a brilliant venue.
That's the kind of small one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, you were in and he was there. Yeah, it's a great spot. It's kind of like, I suppose, what's it like? Dublin would have an equivalent, the Whelan's type of thing. It's a great, famous music place.
On a smaller scale, but it's good, yeah.
Great spot.
Right, well, listen, Johnny, the good news for you, of course, you will be top of the leaderboard no matter what, so you're good to go. 60 seconds to get as many as you can.
Yeah, go with it.
Excellent. Here we go.
Matt Busby was the manager of which English football team?
Manchester United.
That's it. On which day of the week do Catholics traditionally eat fish?
Friday.
In the fairy tale, who ate the porridge belonging to the three bears?
Goldilocks.
How many keys are there in a standard modern grand piano?
38.
It's 88. Complete the title of this 1979 film, Tark of the What?
Well.
It's Otter. Which Dickens character had a clerk called Bob Cratchit?
Pat.
Ebenezer Scrooge. Which river flows through the Grand Canyon? The Colorado, how many wheels is on a tricycle?
Three.
A mule is a cross between a male donkey and a what?
Zebra.
It's a horse. What bee is an underdeveloped leaf, a flower or shoot? A bud. What nationality are the tennis players Venus and Serena Williams?
American.
Mark Owen is a member of what boy band?
Dick Van Dyke.
Which, what was Dick Van Dyke's occupation in Mary Poppins?
Chimney Sweep.
Yeah, the Ho Chi Minh Trail is an important supply route in which conflict? The Vietnam War. The Vietnam War.
I got prompted there, and I wasn't even thinking.
And you got off to a flying start.
You were off to a flying start. That gave me a laugh.
And then there was a few. Anyway, right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 all the same. Not too bad.
Not too bad. I won't be back on Friday anyway.
You never know. Stranger things have happened, Johnny. Stranger things have happened. Anyway, listen, enjoy your day. Thanks for having a go with us.
Love the show.
Cheers.
See you later, Johnny. Thanks for taking part.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was great.
What were you laughing at there?
The mule was across between...
A donkey and a zebra.
A donkey and a zebra. That's not fantastic.
I love the amount of times whales get mentioned in this thing.
I know, yeah, whales keep to pop up all the time, yeah. But there you go. In fairness, that's not an easy question if you don't remember. 70s movies, not exactly a golden era of Hollywood, to be
honest. Exactly. Right, so it's a score of 7 then. The bar has been set at a score of 7 to beat for a family breakaway to any of the Muldrun or Clayton hotels in Galway this Easter. That's what's up for grabs. We'll give you another crack at it tomorrow.